Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. So says Philip in our gospel reading. Now, we've met Philip before in the book of John. Back in chapter 1, he showed us great faith. He believed that Jesus was the one spoken of by Moses and the prophets in the Old Testament, and he persisted in believing in Jesus, despite the skepticism of his friend Nathanael, who wondered how anything good could come out of that podunk backwater town of Nazareth. And yet, Philip persists in calling him to come to Jesus and says, "Come and see." And he and Nathanael went to Jesus, and they saw. They were shown Jesus. They were shown mighty works. The blind see, the lame walk, the dead are raised. They were shown Jesus. But in spite of seeing Jesus at all of these times, Philip, here in our gospel reading, seems to want something more. He says, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." He wants something more than Jesus. To have seen Jesus and all the miracles that he has done is somehow not enough at this point. Here, near the end of Jesus' ministry, as he is about to go to the cross, Philip wants something more than Jesus. "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." And our world resonates with Philip's request. And perhaps you do as well. After all, if we could just see God, then all would be well. Then we would be satisfied. Then our doubts would be set aside. If only we could be shown the Father and have him, then he in all his almighty power and strength could set straight all of the errors that divide us. If only we could be shown the Father, then our friends and our family members who doubt God's existence, who have turned from the faith, who do not believe, then they would be convinced. "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." As you go out into the world as pastors, who claim to know something about God, who claim to have studied God for 4 years here, and as deaconesses who have learned to show the mercy of God, people will expect you to show them God the Father, and you will want to show them God the Father too. The difficulty will lie in the fact that we sinful human beings seem to expect to be shown God the Father in ways that will not give the enough that Philip was looking for, the enough that Philip needed, or that they need, or that you and I need. People have wanted and expected God to show up in their lives through at least three ways: through moral transformation, through mystical experience, and through miraculous intervention. You may want to be shown God, and others will want to be shown God through you, through a sudden moral transformation, a change in behavior, so that you suddenly act as one who has been touched by God, to love others in such a way as to prove to yourself and to them that you truly do know God. You have been shown the Father. But what happens when your thoughts reveal your sinful nature, when you come to know your own sinful motivations, when you fail? Then do you know God? Have you been shown the Father? Do you have him who is enough? Do you have the enough whom Philip was looking for? Do you need something more? "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." You may also want to be shown God by some sort of experience. And this is especially popular in our day and age, where people claim to know God not in any objective way, but through their own experience of God, by walking in the woods, by meeting him out at the rock in the backyard. Some kind of mystical experience, some kind of connection with God that feels spiritual and real. But then what happens on those days when the experience goes away? When the feeling isn't there, when you do not have that sense of God's presence, then have you been shown the Father? It obviously was not enough, and you needed something more. Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. And another way that people in our day and age want to be shown the Father is by a visible demonstration of his power. The cancer miraculously disappeared. The eyes of the blind were opened. The unbeliever suddenly believes. And a miracle may happen. But what happens when, after that miracle, a sudden tragedy occurs? When another evil happens and there is no miraculous healing? Were you not shown the Father? The miracle was not enough. You needed something more. Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. So where has God promised to show up? Where do you find the God that religion after religion tries to show you? The God who can make sense of all the death you see around you. The God who can fix all of the problems of this sinful world. Is he actually there? When will we see him so that we will be satisfied, so that we can find the enough, the satisfaction that Philip was waiting for when he asked, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Well, in response to Philip's request, Jesus says, Have I been with you so long and still you do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Do you want to be shown God the Father? Do you want to have him who is enough, who will be enough, whether you see it or feel it or experience it? Then find Jesus. God did not choose to give the full and complete revelation of himself to sinful humankind by improving human behavior, by giving us mystical experiences, or by performing miracles. The full and complete revelation of God came in the person of Jesus Christ. And if God had intended to show himself fully and completely in the way that we needed him, in the way that was enough, that he did not need in all these other ways, then he would not need to send Jesus. But he did send Jesus. And this is where we find the enough that Philip was looking for. Did Philip understand this? And did he see God the Father when he then, less than 24 hours later, saw Jesus hanging on a cross? Did he realize that there before his eyes, Jesus was exalted and lifted up and drawing all men to himself? Did he here see the Father drawing him and all people with his mercy and love? Could he then say, as he stared at that bloody cross, it is enough. I have seen the Father. Certainly he could have, and certainly we can. We have seen the image of Jesus exalted on the cross, paying for the sins of the world, paying for our unbelief, paying for all the times that you and I have wanted something more than Jesus, wanted to find God in all the wrong places. Wanted something more than Jesus, like moral transformation, mystical experience, or miraculous intervention, more than we have wanted Jesus. He paid for all the times we have acted as though he is not enough. But you can look at the cross and say, I have been shown the Father, and it is enough. Or better yet, it is finished. My search for God, my desire to have God in the ways that make sense to me, that please me, that seem so much like the spirituality of this world, all that search for God is finished. For Jesus has finished the work of redemption, of reconciling me to the Father, of paying for my sin. He has here on this cross shown me the Father. So do you want to be shown God the Father? Find Jesus in the love of the cross, the love manifested in suffering and death. Find him where he has said he will show up for you today in his word and sacrament. Look at the body and blood poured into your mouth today and see Jesus. Be shown the Father. Be shown his love and mercy and forgiveness for your unbelief. And think as you open your mouth wide to have it filled, Jesus is enough. As you go out into parishes around the country and are involved in all kinds of activities and programs, as you and your parishioners are asking that God the Father show up to work miracles, to motivate and to move hearts, see Jesus in word and sacrament, and see the love of the Father, and say, it is enough. This Jesus that I here receive in word and sacrament is enough because he finished it all on the cross. Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus has shown us the Father, and it is enough. It is enough to satisfy and make us whole, to cleanse and make us new, to forgive us of all our sins and grant us new life. The Jesus that we receive here today is enough, and indeed more than enough, to face all the anxieties and troubles that you are feeling today as you prepare to go out into the world. Jesus is enough for all your needs of body and soul. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.